This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, June 19th. God's word for you today is His story. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. And it says, "Our message is not about ourselves. It is about Jesus Christ as the Lord. We are merely your servants for Jesus' sake." How do I defeat discouragement? Paul's first secret is, never forget how much God loves you. Paul's second secret is, do not fake it. Paul's third secret is, remember it is not about you. This is huge. The Message version of 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5 reads, "Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We are proclaiming Jesus Christ the Master. All we are is messengers, errand runners from Jesus for you. Remember, it is not about you." Anytime you forget that it is not about you, you are going to be either prideful, fearful, or bitter. Do you find yourself being prideful? You have forgotten that it is not about you. Do you find yourself being fearful? You have forgotten that it is not about you. Do you find yourself being bitter, harboring resentment against your brother or sister? You have forgotten that it is not about you. Or do you find yourself being fearful and bitter, or fearful and prideful, or prideful and bitter, or all three, prideful, fearful, and bitter? Remember, it is not about you. God did not make the world to revolve around you, and you need to understand and remember that. When you think about everything that God has made, and you really think that everything is about you, then you are in for a big shocker in life. God has designed your life to have a message. Your life has a message. Your life's message is what God wants to say to the world through your life. Your life is saying something now, and the totality of your life will eventually say something later. And God is saying, your life's message is not about you, it is about Him. Your life's message is not about you, it is about Jesus. I tell my colleagues to do a simple exercise often. I tell them to stand in front of the mirror and say, "It is not about me." I want to encourage you to look at yourself in the mirror, call your own name, and say, "It is not about me. It is not about you." Say it 10 times and then 10 more times. For some, you need to say it 50 times every day to get it into your system that it is really not about you. Is God blessing you? Guess what? It is not about you. Are things going well for you? You guessed right. It is not about you. Are things tough for you at the moment? Guess what? It is still not about you. When you know that God will take the glory of your life, discouragement fizzles away. It is my story, your story, for His glory. Therefore, your story is not about you, it is about Him. And He that watches over you does not slumber nor sleep. Let us pray. Father, my story is not about me. It is about you, and it is for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.